91X News.
It's 1 degree and sunny at 1 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Ashley Clark. A Via Rail train traveling from Ottawa to Toronto collided with a car at a private crossing on Sunday here in Belleville. A 19-year-old man has been charged under the Rail Safety Act. Belleville police say the driver of the car and his 18-year-old female passenger were taken to hospital and treated for minor injuries, but they were released. Drake Stevenson is charged with one count of failing to give way to rail equipment. Via Rail says passengers continued the trip on shuttle buses. Premier Kathleen Wynne says Alberta's plan to bring in a carbon tax in 2017 is setting the stage for Canada to fight climate change. Alberta Premier Rachel Notley announced her new climate change strategy yesterday, and it received a mainly positive response, even from the energy industry. She says her government's policy will include a broad-based carbon tax and a phase-out of coal-fired electricity. Wynne says Notley is paving the way for Canada to present a united front in the fight against climate change. Forming a climate change strategy will likely be at the top of the agenda when the premiers and territorial leaders meet with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ottawa today. Local churches in Trenton have launched a fundraising campaign to sponsor a Syrian refugee family. The Quinty West Ministerial Association is looking to raise $40,000. Pastor Luke Vanderkamp, who is the president of the association, said $6,000 has already been raised. The association is working with the Mennonite Central Committee, the organization that holds the formal sponsorship agreement with the federal government. To make a donation or to volunteer, find the sponsorship project on Facebook at QW for Refugees. It appears CFB Trenton may become home to some Syrian refugees in the near future. In a statement, the Department of National Defense says it is working with the federal government on its refugee plan by assisting with accommodations, transportation, and logistical support. While no details have been finalized, the statement says the DND is looking at bases in Ontario and Quebec, including Trenton, as possible host sites for refugees. Meanwhile, CTV News says multiple residences at CFB Kingston are being asked to clear their barracks to make room for an early wave of Syrian refugees arriving in just over a week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. wants to destroy the Islamic State rapidly and is accelerating military counterterrorism and diplomatic efforts to defeat the extremists. Speaking on NBC's Today Show, Kerry adds there's no specific evidence of a threat to the U.S. by the Islamic State group at this time. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the November 13th Paris attacks that killed 130 people and wounded hundreds. Belleville will have a new police chief in 2017. Chair of the Belleville Police Service, Mayo Tasso Christopher, made the announcement at a news conference at City Hall this morning. Deputy Chief Ron Gignac will step into the position in January 2017 when the present chief, Corey McKay, retires. Chief McKay says work is underway to make the transition as smooth as possible and continue management planning. That's QNET News on 91X to 102 in sports. Unbeaten New England looks to take another step toward wrapping up the AFC East when it hosts division rival Buffalo tonight. The 9-0 Patriots have a four-game lead over the Bills with 7 games left in the season. In the NBA, the 76ers have a good shot at earning their first win of the season and breaking a 24-game losing streak. Philadelphia takes on 0-14 record into tonight's game at Minnesota, where the Timberwolves have lost 14 in a row. The Sixers are coming off a painful loss at Miami, in which they surrendered an 11-point fourth-quarter lead. The Cleveland puts its perfect 7-0 home record on the line when it hosts Orlando. San Antonio is also 10-3 and unbeaten at home heading into tonight's game against visiting Arizona. The surging Knicks take a 4-game winning streak into Miami to take on the Southeast Division leading Heat. Toronto is off for the next two days before hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers on Wednesday. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs will be hoping for a better outcome against Boston when they host the Bruins at Air Canada Centre tonight. The New York Rangers take the NHL's top home record into their game against defensively challenged Nashville as a part of the NHL's 7-game schedule. The Kings will be trying to stop a 2-game slide when they skate into Florida. Vladimir Tarasenko leads St. Louis into its game at Buffalo. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, increasing cloudiness late this afternoon with a high of plus 2. Tonight, a mix of sun and cloud with a 60% chance of flurries and a low of minus 1. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, 60% chance of flurries early in the morning and a high of plus 5. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of plus 5 as well. At 104, it's 1 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Ashley Clark. News on 91X next at 2.